Everton are close to another signing. Michael Keane looks to be on the verge of leaving Turf Moor for Goodison Park in a deal worth around about £25 million. Initially, though, we understand that that may rise. The Blues hope to finalise the deal by Monday, the start of pre-season training. Joining me now is Burnley legend Paul Weller. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening.
You've seen plenty of Michael Keane. How highly do you rate him?
Oh, very highly. He's been one of the best centre-halves Burnley have had for many, many years. He's progressed ever so well since he's left Manchester United, and you can see why Everton and many other teams are showing a good interest in him.
What do you see are his strengths?
Well, he's a big centre-half, very good in the air, very, very quick. He's quite deceptive. I think he's actually the quickest at Burnley Football Club. I know we've got some quick players up there, but he's very, very quick, reads the game very well. Can deliver a short pass as well as a long pass. He really has got so many attributes. You know, that's why he's been in the England squad recently, because he's really come on and he's got a lot to offer.
He is very mature, isn't he, for his age? What are the areas, though, you think that he needs to improve on, because football is constantly aiming to improve?
Well, he's always learning. I think last year you could probably count on one hand how many mistakes he made. He actually made one of them at Everton. Got a little bit too tight to Lukaku, got spun very easily. But he's always learning as a young lad. I just think he just sometimes needs to be a bit stronger, because he is quite a wiry sort of character. But on the ball, defensive, reads the game very well, good in the air. He's got so much to offer, and clubs like Everton are after him because he's English as well. So, you know, when you look at the likes of John Stones, they've gone for big, big money. I think Everton, if they do get him for the reported money that's being talked about, I think they've got an absolute bargain.
The incident that you spoke about before against Lukaku at Goodison, where Lukaku rolled him on the edge of the penalty area, I mean, he did that to more experienced players than Michael Keane. But in terms of the players he came up against in the Premier League, do you think he seemed to get the measure of most of the striking opponents he had?
I think he did. I think he did. I think he had a fantastic season. And, you know, I won't say it was all down to Keane last year, why Burnley stayed in, but he played a massive, massive part. Burnley have got two or three really, really good players, exceptional players. And Michael was one of those players. And he came up against some fantastic players, you know, Costas of this world. And he handled himself very, very well. You know, Chelsea struggled when they came to Turf Moor, and Keane done ever so well. And I think Everton, like I keep saying, they've got an absolute bargain in Keane, because if it happens, but he's a fantastic centre-half.
And at only 24 as well, he could be at Goodison Park for many a long day.
Yeah, that's right. That's the other good thing for Everton fans to look forward to. He's young, he's English. Yes, he is still learning, but he's got so many strengths. And, you know, I think he'll slot into Everton's back four very, very comfortably. And there'll be a lot of Evertonians that'll be very, very happy with him.
Can you see him being a mainstay as well from the England team? He's already had his England debut and looked pretty impressive too.
Well, I think so. I think he's only just got his chance. He had to bide his time a little bit. He was on standby a few times, then got the opportunity. I think he's not getting his opportunity because he plays for Burnley, if I'm being honest. I think once he goes to a top club like Everton, I think he will be an actual in there. And I don't think the centre-half spaces in the England squad at the moment are... There's not like many, many years ago when you had the Adams and Bolts and all these quality centre-halves. I think there really is a place for him in there. And he's got the attributes to really sort of be a good international player. So I think the future is very, very bright for him.
You hinted at it before, but people talking about Virgil van Dijk being worth £60 million plus. Mamadou Sakho, Liverpool want £30 million for him. 25, even if it does rise to a bigger figure for Michael Keane, does appear to be value, if we can actually use the word value in this crazy transfer age.
Well, it is, yeah. It's still stupid money, isn't it, really? But like you say, when you look at Stones, £50 million, and like the couple that you've mentioned, it is a bit of a bargain. I think what's going in Everton's favour is that he hasn't got very long on his Burnley contract, hence the price being a little bit lower. Burnley will be frustrated because they're selling clauses from previously for Manchester United to take a bit of a cut out of it as well. So, you know, Burnley are going to, if he does go, have a big, big hole to fill. So, you know, £25 million, Everton for me have got a bargain, but Burnley have got a massive, massive hole.
Burnley tended to play with 4-4-2 system, certainly two centre defenders. Everton on occasions, Ronald Koeman had them playing with three centre backs. Do you think he'd be comfortable with that?
But he did for England. He went in there and played as a three in England, and he'd done ever so well. He looked very, very comfortable. Like I say, he's quite composed on the ball. He's one that likes to come out with the ball at times, but at the same time, he can find a long pass. He's not a panicker. He's not a hoofer. Nothing like that. He is very, very composed. So in a three, when you're expected to play a little bit, play out from the back, use your wing backs, I think he'll look very, very comfortable.
Everton also being linked, and this might be another painful one for you, with Andre Gray. Do you think that Burnley need to keep hold of him, or could you see possibly him being on his way to Goodison or elsewhere?
If Andre Gray left Burnley, I don't think there'd be too many broken hearts. Andre didn't do that well last year, didn't score as many goals as everybody expected. I can't see anybody taking Andre Gray, if I'm being honest. I still think he's got a lot to prove at Burnley before he looks to go on. Paper talk, agents, you know, banding names around is probably a bigger thing there with the Andre Gray move. I know he's looking for a new contract at Burnley, but for me, he needs to sort of get himself established in the Burnley side, because he wasn't Burnley's number one striker for many games last year.
Not too impressed with him, but very impressed with Michael Keane.
Yeah, I think you could say that. Yeah, I think Michael was the good thing for Michael when he came into the side of Burnley. He came in again, centre-half pairing with Ben Mee, very, very experienced centre-half. The balance was really, really good. They looked after each other. It was a fantastic pairing. Whereas Andre in the Premier League, it's a big step up for him. Playing this lone striker role sometimes didn't really work for him. When we went with a two, he was asked to play a little bit, you know, deeper into the midfield. And some clever centre-half took away space, because he's a very powerful player that likes to run in behind. So if you drop off and take his space away, then you've got the striker thinking, well, what can I do next? And Andre's got a lot to learn. He's still a little bit of a green striker for me. Got lots to learn, and hopefully next year he can do that at Burnley.